Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I'm going to just, before I get your...
Okay, you just want me to talk right now?
There we go. I just don't want to blow your ears out with this. So. I'm going to blow my ears out. Your nose.
That nigga blew my ears.
Hello? This is like my mom when she calls me.
Hello? 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 This is your mother. Hello?
Does your mom really sound like that?
Yes. No. No.
My mom says, whale?
You say, you must be a sea captain talking about whales all the time.
She admits to as much.
To being a sea captain?
Yeah. She's not hiding anything from her children.
It was the worst joke I ever heard was, what did the sea captain say? Well?
My mom would fucking love that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her favorite joke forever was, what did the farmer say when he lost his tractor? Where's my tractor? That's not a joke.
No.
It's not really a joke
at all.
That's
a statement. My uncle had a good one. He was he lived up in New Hampshire in the mountains. And he had one that was about a farmer in New Hampshire who said, moose died today. Never done that before. That was a whole joke. Like,
we can take it a step up from there.
Yes. I don't know.
What do, say silk three times fast.
Milk?
Yeah. My sister got me that when my older sister, she's like 10 years older than me, and she got me with that when I was like 7 or something, and then she came over to my house not too long ago when I was about 27.
Uh-huh.
And she was reading through the journal that I kept when I was a little kid, and she was reading something, and then she cracked up, and then she did the joke to me again, and I totally fell for it again 20 years later, and which made her laugh even harder.
It's hard because it's just such a mental trick that, you know, you can't help it.
I'm never thinking about like one thing at a time.
Yeah. Have you done the POTS? POTS?
No, I don't think so.
You say say POTS 10 times fast.
Like right now?
Yeah.
POTS, 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 POTS.
What do you do when you come to green light?
Go.
Damn. See, it's hard when you already know what's going.
I was in a fighting mode for that one.
Yeah. We're here with Jana Hunter, whose blank, unstaring Heirs of Doom is in theaters nationwide. In the iPods of people who are in the theater and their iPods are in their car. Nationwide. Hey,
that's
Jana.
That's true.
Hey, Jana, how's it going?
Hey, Frosty.
So we're melting.
Yeah. What's going to happen to you?
I'm going to become a gaseous form that will finally be free of my fleshy cage.
Man, that's a really optimistic outlook on that whole movie. That's the worst movie.
Wait, which movie is this?
The one about Frosty, where he disappears forever, right?
Doesn't is it with Michael forever? Keaton? He made a movie called Jack Frost or something. It was awful. I saw it in the post office once.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that. I'm talking about the old, like, claymation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's style. Good. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, like, it just was a nickname. And
why?
it was radio, like radio DJ. It was my college radio DJ name. And then John Buck, who I started Dub Lab with, met me as through the radio. So he started calling me Frosty. And
yeah.
Everybody else started calling me Frosty. Like, no one called me that ever. It was just like, that was my college radio DJ. And then everybody started calling me. And then my brother called me that. And, like, my dad called me that. And I was like, oh, God, this is super weird.
That's creepy.
But then people started giving me, like, Frosty stuff. Like, so I have so many copies of that Frosty the Snowman record and, like, little clay figures and all sorts of stuff like that. It's like my friend's mom, like, she had a duck or something, and so everybody thought she, like, loved ducks. And so they gave her, everyone just gives her, like, duck knickknacks. And she's like, ugh. She kind of gets bugged out by it. So she has, like, duck everything. But then it got to a level where it's, like, important stuff. So it's like, hey, if someone's going to give you a duck toaster, you're going to use the duck toaster. So she has
all
this.
Yeah, and you're going to have a duck toaster. Exactly. That's important.
It is important.
People should give you snow globes. Those are really good.
Or just ice cream.
Yeah.
I'll take ice cream.
Or ice cream snow globes.
Yeah. I do have a snow globe down there somewhere deep. Deep
inside you.
Where you're from, it's very hot too.
Yes.
In Houston, or where you live. Did you grow up in Houston, Texas?
No, I didn't grow up there, but I grew up in Texas.
In Texas.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
You said
same.
By Dallas?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of outside of Fort Worth, closer to Fort Worth.
Nice.
I really want to keep myself disassociated with Dallas as much as possible.
Really? Houston's cool, though.
Yeah. Elements of Houston make it worth living there.
So you're busy playing shows down there a lot. Are there a lot of other folks in your circle of pals?
There are a number of people that I've known for a good amount of time living there, and many of them play music.
Yeah.
We don't work together very much, so much anymore. I don't. I guess maybe other groups of them do. But
so
I kick it alone with
them. Are you not supporting the Houston sound?
I go to their shows. That's supporting. I buy them tacos often.
Hey, Jana Hunter, tell us about the Houston sound.
Houston is a very much a rock town. I think it's most related in spirit to Detroit or something. You know, it's a very dirty rock town. It's great. Mm. It doesn't hang well with the quiet music so much. It can hold on there, but that's not where it belongs.
Yeah. You definitely have something in the middle, I think, of all that stuff where it's like it can get so just like bluesy, crazy, but it can be soft and beautiful. It's like, you know, nice middle ground. It's nice.
Yeah, I do a lot of straddling. Yeah. That word bluesy, though, I don't know about that
No.
word. It's kind of like that word artsy. It's a lot like that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but straddling. Yeah, that's good.
Straddling. So what does straddling evoke?
What does straddling do for you? I don't know. Like, I always wanted to be in a rock band, I think, especially after I moved to Houston. And Houston changed one day. There was an amazing rock show that came to town, and it had already been kind of like a rough, dirty, go dance at the club and wrestle with somebody kind of town, and then there was an amazing rock show that came through. And so I, along with everybody else in the town, wanted to start a rock band, and I never really did. I'm in a band now that's kind of a rock band called Dracula, but I always wanted something tough about my songs, and by myself I can't really. I have this girl thing about me. All right, that's horrible. That's a terrible thing to say. That's because girls can do that, but I have a, you know, my voice won't get as dirty as I want it to, and the songs that I write are just kind of naturally slow and pretty most of the time. So I make them dark when I can. Yeah.
The bluesy idea of, like, maybe that's the darkness, you know, kind of the darkness and kind of raw element, you know, of being there. It's you and your guitar, you know, and just kind of...
I feel you.
Feeling it. And you did the newest record. This is the newest record, right?
That's the last thing that it put out. That's really... Yeah. It's kind of old now. It's coming up on a year.
Yeah.
I'm working on another record. A bunch of the songs that I played are brand new songs, because I'm working on the record, but... And I like a couple of things. I mean, there are some songs out on comps that haven't been like officially released elsewhere, and occasionally I'll sell like demo CDs at shows or whatever. But yeah. That record's old. That record's real old.
As far as recording of it and everything.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very old.
And the
but
this
like old in like a wise man kind of. No, never mind. I'm
old,
sorry. What
old
were
in
saying?
A greatest hits kind of way.
Yeah. Yes.
In a it should have been a box set way.
Yeah.
The anthology.
Yeah, old as in I should have re-recorded those songs kind
of
way.
Blank unstaring anthologies of doom.
Yeah.
So some of the new stuff you played today, have you been recording kind of like demo versions of that or?
Yeah, like these really, really lazy demo versions. Like I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about how now that we have laptops, we have GarageBand, and we record. It's so easy. It's like such just like a kind of hitting a snooze button kind of recording method, you know, that it's not even a skeleton of a song. It's like a kind of the skull with most of the teeth, and that's all. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So is GarageBand the new 4-track? People are...
Yeah, but I was never this lazy with 4-tracks.
Yeah.
4-track, I mean, those songs on that record, a lot of those songs are recorded on 4-track, and they're the very first recording, and they're essentially complete, you know? Like, I could have done and have done prettier, more pristine versions, but not any more complete versions. But the GarageBand songs are not complete at all. It's just funny and lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you do email while you're recording your songs? You like chat on IM and record songs in a GarageBand at the same time?
I have one demo where I received some mail. You can hear me receiving mail. Nice. On the demo. It's very annoying when I go back to work on more parts for the song. Bling! And stop every time, every single time, stop to check my mail. I'm that addicted to stuff.
Maybe what you should do is you should publicize one of your recording sessions and then give everybody your IM handle or whatever and then have them actually write in lyrics and then you're playing it and recording their lyrics as you go along.
Oh, that's freaky.
Damn it. And you have to say everything. So you're talking about butts and all that, you know. I'd be the one writing that.
That would be great. That would be really great. That'd be great if you were composing like a very serious song and you somehow had to maintain face while you're singing about, you know, someone's improvised lyrics about your butt.
Unfortunately, all of the words spread only to like adolescent kind of like chat room or message board kids. Like, pee 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 pee. Damn. How is this going to work with my Eastern structure of melody?
Flop.
Flop. What is the split you did with Devendra came out before this? Like, at least...
It came out before it, but all the songs are newer.
Okay.
Or more recent. It came out in like August of last year, and that came out in October of last year.
Splendid.
Way.
Hey, do you have one of those Webby sites?
Yeah, right now I have the like a tripod site, but I think Noman Song's gonna put up a site soon, and I'll latch on like I do.
What is your tripod site?
JanaHunter.tripod.com.
Word. Nice.
Keeping it simple.
Well, it was very fun doing the taco song session with you.
Thanks, man.
And I hope all people across the world can someday come hear you play in person and bring gifts of gold, lavender, saffron, and myrrh.
That would be great. That would be really great. Some girl last night was telling me about how she used to have a pet egg and she would put lavender lotion on it. It was a raw egg in her fridge when she was a kid.
Sounds anyway. More like a fetish than a pet situation.
She was a kid. I don't know. She was lonely.
Oh, she was a kid. I don't know. Yeah.
Totally frightening. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Grazie, grazie, grazie.
Thanks, Frosty.
Until the next time, all Jenna right. Hunter.
Peace.
Do you want to, do you mind maybe doing a couple just quickie drops? Because we might, the early version when you introduced us, it was super low, the thing. And maybe just doing like a little one intro thing, saying, hey, it's Jenna Hunter, I'm going to play you some songs in Dub Lab. And then maybe one for like the middle or the end.
Okay.
Now let me hit.
This is Jenna Hunter with songs on Dub Lab. And you want me to do something else like that?
So you did all of this.
I did the title illustrations and the text.
Cool. Yeah, I was trying to, like, I mean, it matches well with this, so it's a bit cool.
I know that man's style. And it's nice to be here with Frosty on such a warm summer day. Is that okay?
You didn't say your name.
What the fuck? This is Jenna Hunter. It's very nice to be... Wait, no. I'm Jenna Hunter. Hi, this is Jenna Hunter. I just got mailed. Did you hear that? I did. Okay. Is that okay? All right. Sorry.